Thanks for trawling the shortwaves with the crew of Free Radio Skybird. Stay tuned with us for a fresh catch of independent, free-minded, free-form, and free-spirited community shortwave radio.
Found the right frequency. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is Free Radio Skybird.
One day, maybe, you'll come to rest a while, and I'll be the nest you'll fly back home to. Till then, again, I'll watch you come and go, feeling lost until the day I found. Till
You found the right frequency. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Free Radio Skybird. Broadcast in Europe on Channel 292, in Australia on Unique Radio, and in North America by WBCQ The Planet. Free Radio Skybird is a free radio station broadcasting on shortwave, celebrating the joy of radio and music from the 20th century through tomorrow. It's free-form, free-spirited radio for creative minds and DXers everywhere. And coming up on this edition of Free Radio Skybird, we'll be visiting Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory. We'll hear from One Deck Pete with tunes to cheer you up and the Skybird Mailbag Program, and Mr. Ray Carmen with approximately 15 minutes with Ray. But first, let's launch this broadcast into the ionosphere with the Spotniks.
Thank you.
From the Netherlands, Melrose Abbey with a tune called Morning Break. Before that, the late Peter Thomas, who passed away this year at the age of 95. That was a tune called Stuff and Things. We started off with the Spotniks and the Last Space Train. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. It's time for One Deck Pete with tunes to cheer you up.
One Deck Pete presents tunes to cheer you up. This week's tune is Who Knew Instrumental by SK on Cold Busted Recordings.
LA 5 Zulu Oscar Maritime Orbit. At 3DAW, LA 5ZO RM, good evening to you. I'll give you a report next time. The name here is Geir. Geir and the QTH is in the Atlantic Ocean. We're halfway between the Caribbean and the Azores Island. So over to you, N3DAW, LA 5, Zulu, Oscar, Maritime Holding.
Welcome to Free Radio Skybird's Mailbag with me, One Deck Pete. We'd love to hear from you and we welcome reception reports. For QSL, please do include some US dollars to help with the cost of running the station, as we're totally listener supported. You can write to us care of DJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, PO Box 633, that's in Warner, WARNER, New Hampshire, 03278 USA, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com, which is also our PayPal address for any donations. We look forward to hearing from you. Communications this month include emails from France, Germany, Spain, Russia, Italy, and the Ukraine. Thanks to Eric Bronner, F1PYW, from Landrithon de Nord, France, for getting in touch after hearing our 19th of April broadcast on 6070 kHz using an ELAD FDM-S2 receiver with an active antenna with a SIGPO of 444-34. Also to Reinhard Priest from Zooptitz in Germany for getting in touch again, this time with another reception report of all of our broadcast on the 3rd of May with a SIGPO of all the fours using a Yaesu FRG100 receiver and a long wire. Hello to Martin Esteve Pastor from Madrid, Spain, who heard our May the 10th broadcast on 6070 kHz with a good signal of a SIGPO of 55444 using an SDR in the Netherlands. And here's a nice bit of audio he sent us.
You're tuned into Free Radio Skybird on shortwave.
Playing from an interval signal challenge here on Free Radio Skybird. Going to play for you an interval signal from an international broadcaster who may or may not still be broadcasting.
Thanks, Eric Reinhard and Martin Esteve, for getting in touch. And a QSL has been emailed out to you. We received an email from Vasily Lazarev from Nizhny Sancheliovo in the Samara region in Russia. He listened to our show on the 26th of April on 6070 kHz using a web-based SDR receiver in the Netherlands with a SIGPO of 55545. He sent us a detailed breakdown of what he heard and some nice audio here.
From the station's transmitter to your listening post, this is Free Radio Skybird, your source for free-spirited, free-minded, and free-form independent community radio on the shortwaves.
Thanks, Vasily, for getting in touch, and a QSL is on its way. Our next email is from Franco Baroni from San Pellegrino Terme in northern Italy. Franco is an Italian radio enthusiast who's been listening to the shortwave for around 23 years, and his QTH is 800 metres above sea level. He heard all of our 19th of April broadcast on 6070 kHz using various receivers, including a Yaesu FRG8800 with a varying SIGPO of 45544 to as low as 25322, and sent us a recording which we're hearing now. Thanks for the reception report, Franco. Thanks for your dedication to listening to Free Radio Skybird throughout the varying signal strengths. A QSL should be with you now. Our final email is from Konstantin Pravotorov from Zaporizhia in Ukraine, who heard our 26th of April broadcast on 6070 kHz with a SIGPO of 45444 using an SDR play RSP1 receiver with a long wire. He also knew the correct answer to the mystery interval signal too. Here's a nice piece of audio he sent us. Thanks, Konstantin, for getting in touch. And a Free Radio Skybird QSL is on its way. Thanks again to all our listeners and everyone who got in touch with us this time. And if you would like to send us a letter or an email, our address again is care of DJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, PO Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, USA 03278, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com. Now back to DJ Frederick.
Thank you, Pete. The Skybird Mailbag would not be possible without One Deck Pete's amazing production. Much, much appreciated. Our goal here at Free Radio Skybird is to provide you, the listener, with a blend of music and entertainment that isn't common on the airwaves. We're all friends of radio in all of its wonderful forms, and we're happy to provide QSLs for reception reports, whether you're listening on shortwave, FM, the internet, or another audio service. Please do more than just send for a QSL and then never tune in again. Come on this free radio journey with us and tune into all of our broadcasts. So keep an eye on the Channel 292 website for frequencies and broadcast times, or email us at singinggrove@conknet.com for upcoming broadcast information. All right, having said that, it's time to visit Justin Moore and the Radiophonic Laboratory.
Yes, right in there, in the laboratory, sir. Thank you.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with a means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
Harmonious greetings and welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the science of telecommunications meets the philosophy of astronomy to produce an electronic music of the spheres. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and today we voyage from the surface of planet Earth out to the edges of the solar system and finally into the vast spaces between the galaxies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
For the remainder of your trip, please do bliss out in the cosmic void. And for those passengers who enjoy digital text transmissions, our second experiment will be broadcast in MFSK 64, after the musical portion of the Radiophonic Laboratory. So get ready to capture that audio.
Changing movement of an object, as I'm doing on the computer, was quite foreign to Greek and to Islamic minds. They looked always for what is unchanging and static, a timeless world of perfect order. The most perfect shape to them was the circle. Motion must run smoothly and uniformly in circles. That was the music of the spheres. That's why the Ptolemaic system was built up of circles, along which time ran uniformly and imperturbably. But movements in the real world are not uniform, and they cannot be analyzed with the mathematics of antiquity. That's a theoretical problem in the heavens, but it's practical and immediate here on Earth. In the flight of a projectile, in the spurting growth of a plant, in the single splash of a drop of liquid that goes through abrupt changes of shape and direction. The Renaissance did not have the technical equipment to stop the picture frame instant by instant. But the Renaissance had the intellectual equipment, the inner eye of the painter, and the logic of the mathematician. That's how Kepler, after the year 1600, became convinced that the motion of a planet is not circular and not uniform. It's an ellipse along which the planet runs at varying speeds.
Every human brain is both a broadcasting and receiving station for the vibration of thought. The subconscious mind is the sending station of the brain, through which vibrations of thought are broadcast. The creative imagination is the receiving set, through which the energies of thought are picked up. The sending and receiving sets of your mental broadcasting machinery. Consider now the principle of autosuggestion, which is the medium by which you may put into operation your broadcasting station. Operation of your mental broadcasting station is a comparatively simple procedure.
Our music today has been from Delia Derbyshire with the Radio Solent ID, Music of the Spheres by Delia, and a separate piece of music by Delia called Music of the Spheres, created as backing music for Jacob Bronowski's 1973 BBC series, The Ascent of Man, featured in episode 5 of that program. Next, we heard an excerpt from Laurie Spiegel's Kepler's Harmony of the Worlds. Our background music for this episode has been Burbage Chain by Jack Dangers from his Music for Planet Arium album. Next up will be our digital text transmission in MFSK64. Please send your decodes and reception reports to DJ Frederick Moe at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove@conknet.com. With that, I'll say 73s, and until next time, I'll see you out there in the ether.
That sound, that vibration, it's alien.
I can feel it too, in my head!
J. Frederick, you're listening to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. And next up on Skybird, I'm really thrilled to present our first segment from Mr. Ray Carman, musician extraordinaire that I've been listening to off and on now for at least a couple of decades. Here's approximately 15 minutes with Ray.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, and this is approximately 15 minutes with Ray.
Return, 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 return. This is change.
That is Pleasure Leftists with a track called The Return from their album The Gate, which came out last year. Pleasure Leftists are made up of members of hardcore Cleveland bands Homo Stupids and Night Shock's Terror. Hardcore isn't really my thing, but I always liked Homo Stupids for some reason. Anyway, Pleasure Leftists is a Cleveland, Ohio band, and lead singer Haley Morris is a DJ at WCSB, Cleveland State University in Cleveland. I think bass player Steve Peffer is also. Pleasure Leftists sound very much like, you know, like Joy Division. I think they're probably heartily sick of hearing that, but it's a compliment. I think they sound great. A critic once described Haley Morris's vocals as sounding like a crying Dracula, which I thought was interesting. Bass player Steve Peffer runs a record store in Cleveland. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but it recently got broken into, unfortunately, and somebody stole a lot of punk 45. So, but as far as I know, he's back in business, and hopefully they'll catch whoever was that did that. The Return by Pleasure Leftists from their 2019 album, The Gate. Up next, I've got Science Park, which is the recording project of my friend Mike Dodge Weiskopf, who is a producer at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He produces the Lost Notes music documentary series out there, which was voted Best Podcast of 2019 by the Vulture Pop Culture website, and got a very high ratings from CBC Radio and Stereo Gum. The latest Stereo Park release is Mercator, and this is a track off of it. The name of this track is 1381 GSS.
Existing maps or charts, taking pictures of the terrain. These photographs provide complete coverage of all natural and cultural details on the ground.
On the same route again.
That's Science Park with a track called 1381 GSS from their October 2018 release, Mercator. And you can check out, somebody's outside mowing their lawn. You can check out what Mike Dodge Weizkopf is doing online at Bandcamp under the name Faulty Machine Recording Service. All of the Science Park releases you can get there, you can download them there. And he's doing a thing now where it's like a monthly subscription where for $3 or $4 a month he will upload 10 new tracks. Some of them are pop songs, some of them are avant-garde tracks, and some of them are field recordings that he's made. And it's brand new every month, and that's well worth checking out. You can also check out his website, www.myke.me. That has everything there. His radio career at KCRW, his documenting shortwave radio stations from all over the world. He's been doing that for years. His own music, his whole history is there, so be sure and check that out. The last track for this segment is by Don Campo. He's been doing music since 1969. He had a radio show called No Pigeonholes, which he ran from 1981 to 2019, concentrating on underground music from all over the world in all genres. He's still doing a radio show, but it's not pop stuff. I think it's more jazz and experimental things. His latest release is called Dominion. If you check him out at www.doncampau.com, that's doncampau.com, you can actually download all of his music for free. What I'm going to play is from his 1994 release, Heartbeat and Loopy, which was 20 tracks of sample-based material. And this is just one of his favorite things that he's ever done. I play this constantly. This is a track called Ignition Sense. Here we go. That was Don Campo with a track called Ignition Sense from his 1994 release Heartbeat and Loopy. Check him out at www.doncampau.com. That's doncampau.com. My name is Ray Carmen. You've been listening to Approximately 15 Minutes with Ray. Thanks to Fred Moe for asking me to do this. Now back to Free Radio Skybird.
And thank you, Ray, for joining our merry band of shortwave pirates. Now, Free Radio Skybird is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois of the original Skybird Radio, Ambrose Metzigan, MB, from WSCS, and my father, Herman Moe, who was a radio technician stationed in India during World War II. Free Radio Skybird is produced by myself, DJ Frederick, and is broadcast on shortwave and features Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, One Deck Pete, Shane Quentin with Radio Reflexology, and Ray Carmen with Approximately 15 Minutes with Ray. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Mad Tone. Our Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. And our delightful social media graphics are curated by One Deck Pete. Remember, wherever and whenever you are listening on the planet, connect with your community. Feel all of the feelings. Radio connects us all. So keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.
Slow move.